This is suck my penis.
This is suck my penis.
Yeah, I'm gay.
It's Friday night. Everybody suck on my suck my fucking penis.
suck on my fucking dick.
It's Friday night. Everybody's gay for me.
Dude, can we get auto-tune or just echo?
Just echo. I mean, I guess I could get an auto-tune machine.
Yep, that's the next step.
Yeah.
There's an app that you can download.
No, dude, we need it through the soundboard.
We can connect our phone.
Interesting. Oh, you know what?
What?
You're number one
today. I'm gay!
You're number one today, and I'm number two.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wow.
The natural order of things.
The power ranking.
It's not the natural order.
Feels We're good.
Going. Silence!
You don't get it, dude.
Silence!
Hold on, man.
Dude,
you're
give me
blowing
my
out the fucking levels.
Give me
here.
My echo so I can do my own silence.
Yeah, but I have all the shit set.
I'm gay!
Because you scream and it fucks up.
I laugh, and it gives the show energy.
You're a screamer.
Can you just?
I'm a laugher.
That's what they said about you. I went to jail after you, and they were like, "Yeah, this
no."
They called him.
I was
fucking, called him Easy Body.
No, they didn't.
We got a couple of Southside players that used to roll up on his
no
his
south,
little
no.
cell.
No, I did not have a little cell. I had a big palatial suite.
They had a tiny little cell. They kept him in the back of the jail.
And I had a PlayStation 1, and I played FIFA 98.
They got real sweet.
No, they didn't.
His folds and cheeks.
No, I was screaming because I was having a good time raping men, the other men.
No. You.
I was. It was screams of primal ecstasy and dominance.
They called him Pleasurable Stavros.
Pleasurable Stavros is my name, but it is not for that reason.
It's because you were so comforting.
Like, no.
Man, I'll tell you, there's nothing I love more than getting up in that Cadillac ass.
But it was the cuddles afterwards.
No, I wouldn't cuddle. I fucked them, and I kicked them out of my big cell, which I got by doing a heroin-dealing scheme with the warden.
Yeah, and you always had the freshest Jordans on.
I always had, yep. I had Jordan. Which ones did I have on?
And you'd be doing
I
Tinder.
I had the infrareds on.
You'd be doing Tinder on your iPhone. Just ready to
of course.
Get out.
I would. I'd get sucked off by the guardesses.
The guardess.
The female guards. Shouts out to the black gorilla family in Baltimore that impregnated multiple guards. Those guys fucking rock. Just getting your dick sucked in jail. Dude, criminals are so cool. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
The coolest criminals are cool guys.
They got a cool life they live.
Because, I mean, it sucks, obviously, but you got to be charismatic to get your dick sucked in jail by
this
guard.
This suck my penis.
Suck my fucking dick.
Suck my dick. Everybody eat my ass.
I think criminals are chumps.
Everybody fuck them. Everybody
you know
fuck
them.
Everybody fuck them. Who wants to fuck a millionaire? We're here on Who Wants to Fuck.
Who Wants to Fuck a Millionaire?
Who wants
today
to fuck?
I consider myself.
Sarah.
Can I get that?
I consider myself the gayest man.
Yeah, there you go. Here, I'll let you have it.
Go ahead, Adam. You did it first.
Oh, you
give it to Adam.
Oh, Adam did it. All right.
Ready, Adam? Don't.
I won't fuck it up.
Okay, here you go. You get the echo. Don't embarrass us.
Today,
the listeners.
I consider myself the gayest man on the face. What? No, Nick.
On the face of a what?
Of a black guy.
Whoa.
Sorry, I meant black guy. I didn't mean to use that word. But guess what?
No, it's over. It's all right.
It's the 1930s.
It's too late. It's
too late, man. You kind of fucked it up.
You fucked it up.
I didn't fuck
we
it
didn't,
up.
We expected you to, and you delivered.
And you delivered, so thank you. on some level, thank you.
Because
it's like that scorpion, that fable that I've mentioned before with the monkey.
Where they swim across the river, and the scorpion's on his head, right?
And he's like, motherfucker, I did it because I'm a scorpion, you fucking idiot. And that's us giving you the echo.
Yeah.
I got you.
This is how my dick hurts.
How about this? Do you want to take a quick break and then we can have coffee? and try this again because we were four.
I like this.
4 minutes and 58 seconds into this, and I feel like I'm dragging.
That's fine. All right, take a break, but keep this is all good stuff.
Oh, this is good, but we're just gonna do
the. Ah, Barry.
I am gay. I've got a penis in me.
Barry, the city of poop and pee.
Of getting a pussy and peeing on their woman's ass cheeks.
Because I have depression. This the only way we can do the show is if I do not be. Myself at all.
Yeah, Nick, you got to go full character.
I am completely gone.
He is African now, and I am Parisian.
Wait until I am strapped down.
Nick is glistening.
In a hospital in the middle of New Jersey, coming out of forced insulin comas to see if it has fixed my mental illness. And they say, how do you feel, Mr. Mullen? And I say, have I ever told you about the coconut and the banana? Like, he's going to need a couple of more treatments. Have I ever told you the story of the coconut and the banana?
No, tell us, please.
Every fall.
It's a fable?
The banana, he makes food for the winter.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
And the coconut, he goes out and he has sex.
Well, he's just not preparing.
The coconut wants to just have sex.
With other coconuts?
And he does not make any food for the winter.
Oh, wow.
He goes and he fucks. He has sex with all of the girls who are trying to go to school.
Okay.
Oh, human
so
girls.
So human girls?
He sweats until they are trying to learn. And he gets them off the street. Because there are no buses in Africa.
Uh-huh.
And the banana, knows that he will be cold in winter.
Mm.
And the only way in winter to stay warm is to have a pussy.
Oh, true.
So he puts all the food in his house instead of raping the schoolgirls during the summer.
Okay. So the coconut has a house. Oh, no, the banana has a house.
And when
he's with all stuff for winter.
And when winter comes.
Yes.
The banana he gets is all of the pussy because the girls have to go into his house to eat.
I see. And he takes food for everyone.
And the coconut is starving in the schoolhouse, and school is closed because in Africa, winter, you have a break.
Mm.
Is there winter?
The very cold African winter. And the banana.
Wow.
The banana is getting so much pussy that he feels sick.
He feels sick.
And his neighbor, Coconut, comes and he says, can I please have a piece of pussy? I'm very cold and I'm starving and I messed up.
Yeah,
I did not know during the summer that I should not be raping.
You have to wait for the winter.
The banana is having consensual sex, to be clear.
Banana is having, you could call it that, but by
they're
if
so
you
hungry.
Are to analyze the economic reality of the situation,
yeah,
it is almost worse than rape.
It's transactional. He's a bad guy.
The visceral impulses are masked by
the
inhuman insidiousness of the markets themselves.
It's a sex work. It's more of a sex work, I think.
When the moral weight of being a rapist is passed off onto the system. So the banana gets to be a rapist, but he still gets to feel okay about himself and buy the new iPhone.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, that's true.
But the moral of the story is the coconut is a better person.
Yeah, give us the guitar for that one.
A lot of people they said this is just the ant and the grasshopper. Also, coconuts do not eat food.
Uh-huh.
But it is a much different story.
And they don't have sex with girls either. Yeah. I don't think.
I wonder, what does a coconut raping of human look like? He shoves his whole self in there?
I think it would look a little something like this.
Yeah, Brad.
Oh, fuck. Thank you, man. That was a very good.
That was a great fable. Yeah. From Mr. Aesop himself.
Aesop.
You call this a cheeseburger?
Who was Aesop?
He was some African guy telling lecturing people with his gay ass stories.
When children's fables.
Mm-hmm. Michael.
I remember when children's fables had a better moral to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Absolutely.
I had him dialed in the other night.
It's not bad.
What are cigarettes? Are they something you smoke? Are they a way of life?
Something you smoke.
Are they a way of life?
Not really.
We recently went to Africa. One of the local tribesmen told me a story about a coconut. The banana.
Yes, that's right.
And it's a long story, but the moral of the story is the coconut is the better man for raping. Instead of hiding his intentions.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And pretending like he was preparing for the future.
Right.
And that's what we are as boomers. Mm. Is we're rapist bananas.
That's so mm-hmm. true.
Marlboro, we're rapist bananas.
God damn it, Don, you've done it again.
Don, get in my office and suck
give
my
me
cock.
Head. Don, I'm going to be in my office with my pants down and my ass out on the on all fours.
Yeah.
And you can put your tongue in there, you can put your cock in there, but whatever it is, stuff it full of goo.
Yeah. Mad Men would have been a much better show if it was about just the guys that had gay sex with each other in the office.
Sal, dude.
And then pretending like they're harassing women.
Yeah.
And the women all know.
Yeah.
That's why they're okay with it. Because every guy that had a job in the 60s, a lot of people don't know that, but gay men had all the power back in the 50s
Absolutely,
and
60s. Dude.
I'm sure we all saw the tweet that said that World War II was gay.
No.
I didn't see it.
No, what was that? No,
some gay guy tweeted. He's like, World War I is queer and World War II is straight. Mm. And then all of these other mentally ill gay men are like, 100%.
What does that mean?
Oh, wait, World War I was gay?
I have no idea. It's sort of like...
that is definitely a new...
It's like synesthesia, mm-hmm. but for fucking sexual orientation.
Yeah. That's definitely...
All the evidence you need that all of this is purely aesthetic anyways.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a style of a tweet right now is saying which things are gay and which are bi.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta figure out that.
But that's been around because 10 years ago it was dolphins or gay sharks.
No, this is there's more
this
nuance.
There's more nuance now because
it's like six of them.
Yeah,
you know, an easy way to like a good example is like the presidential candidates or whatever.
Yeah,
so someone's a whatever, and there's different types of queer that you know I'm not even up on, but I see that a lot. Mm-hmm.
It's so funny because that Alana Glazer special came out, and
I watched the whole thing.
You watched the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing.
Brandon made me watch the whole thing.
It's very hard not to fucking like zone out almost immediately.
Yeah, I couldn't keep. We were at one point. It was like 34 minutes in, and we just were like, we can't turn back.
Yeah, it's very hard not to just zone out completely.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. But I mean, even if you saw that, they have that clip on that's on Twitter.
The clips are a little tough.
Well, there's a clip that's you know where she's like, and this is the joke they use to promote the special. She's like, homophobia is the most transparent, pathetic form of hate I can.
Oh
think
yeah,
of.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because homophobic people are basically telling you that they're thinking of gay all the time. And then, you know, it's just like...
Raucous applause for the
not
point.
Even, dude.
No, she bombed,
she
dude.
Bombs in her special.
Really? She bombs in her own special.
It's like, it's sweet in the even, fucking laughs.
Yeah,
just
fucking,
sweet and just lying.
Dan Nine in it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's really just, it's poorly produced, too. I mean, she really should have just... Because she has jokes that just like fall flat.
Wow.
In her own special.
That is wild.
There is one section where she's just describing what gay sex is.
Well, that's what happens. Is she's like, no, hold on. Is what's funny is like that bit that they included that like, you know, gay sex is or you know, homophobia is blah 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 blah
yeah.
blah.
That's also
it's the whole thing is like if you're like a Republican.
Hold on,
probably
hold,
gay.
Just,
yeah, sorry.
Just it's too late. He told you to hold on and you had to get that point out.
I'm sorry, Nick. I'll be quiet.
No, it's all right. It's just I've been trying to say this now for 20 minutes.
No, not 20 minutes. But
dude, I checked my clock. Watch, it's 20 minutes.
I've been trying
to just, 10 seconds.
I've been trying to make my point.
Yep.
Make your point, dude.
Anyways, the bit that follows, the clip that they used, is she says gay sex is disgusting.
What?
Yeah, she's like, two dicks? No. Now, I was barely paying attention, but so she made
I don't think she's.
I don't think
that.
That's her point.
You guys, folks at home, pirate it. No, you know what? Watch it.
Watch it on Amazon.
That's the thing.
That's the other thing. Is
you know
like,
what? It's honestly, I want more of this because eventually it's going to get so bad, the woke stuff, that it'll become like camp.
and I'll be able to enjoy it like fucking I used to be able to enjoy like 90s infomercials.
Mm.
It's just the worst form of entertainment, but I can sit there.
Like that Australian shit?
And it's just like, it's sort of like listening to the band play on the Titanic as the ship's going. It's like, this sucks.
But we deserve it.
But this is what, yeah, we deserve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think, what was I going to say? Oh, I forget now.
Yeah, but yeah, no, it's funny. Like the responses online is because, you know, she wants to be woke, but she's not, she's 30.
That is, she's putting it out on Amazon.
She's 38 years old or however the fuck.
But that's also not a woke point. The homophobes are gay.
Yeah, it's not a woke point. It's a hack joke from like 1993. Yeah, yeah. But you know, I mean,
it's actually kind of homophobic.
It
honestly.
Is. Yeah.
Well, it's, what's homophobic is that she says that gay sex is disgusting. Prior to that, she can't watch gay porn. She's like two dudes that shouldn't like be happening.
Yeah, because we don't have a problem with that.
Yeah,
we watch it all the time to prove we're not homophobic.
Yeah, I watch it all the time
right now.
Like Arthur Chu, I watch gay porn to know what a woman feels.
To understand the male gaze.
Yeah, to understand
the male gaze, the male homosexuals.
Well, great joke.
Thank you.
Have you? You should team up with Alana Glazer.
Double said it twice.
Yeah. As if we didn't immediately.
No, it wasn't a joke. It was more of a throwaway.
A throwaway that you had to highlight a second time.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And then explain that you meant homosexual. You said it twice, and then you said, all right,
I'm just going to go back to touching my new Yankee fitted. Dude, I bought a Yankee fitted yesterday.
Yeah, I was
and
like,
saw Nick 10 minutes
later.
Well,
because you texted me, and you were like, I was like, what are you doing? You're like, I'm in Chelsea. I'm like, let's get lunch. And you're like, just gripped a Yankee fitted. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're 32 years old.
Yeah. So you like the Dodgers.
Hold on.
You
that's not
poser.
Even like, that's no, not I even like,
I'm
not only
wearing it for fashion.
Would a teenager now not say it? That's something that like an 11 year old boy.
I think I said would. I was fitted shopping.
No, I can go. You said, I just gripped a Yankees fitted.
Oh, well, I'm going to talk that way the rest of my life. Yeah. I'm like, I can't stop.
But it's like, it's literally something that like a fucking, like you're so excited for your bar mitzvah. It's not even a way
no,
of fucking
it's not
17.
That.
It is a prepubescent statement.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I had a nice session in therapy.
Where were you, at Lids?
Then I went to Modell's. I got
and I
fitted.
Get it, dude. I'm like fucking, I'll sit here and like, earnestly complain that fighting games suck now.
Yeah.
I get it.
We live like boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I bought a fitted and I was really excited about it. And I saw Nick 10 minutes later. He just laughed in my face.
We should get a fatted hat for stuff.
What? We should get
what you does one. That mean? What would that even be?
Yeah, man. nothing gets me more than a fat person that doesn't know they're fat.
I don't get what a fatted.
Mm-hmm. It's like when a big dog thinks they're the size of a lap dog.
Oh yeah, trying to get on a little ass bed or something.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
My dog does that.
Like that video of that bulldog trying to sit on a lawn chair, mm-hmm. and his legs keep going through the
respect
slats.
Respect to him.
Yeah,
that's me.
Yeah.
I love him. I can't wait to have a fat ass bulldog.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I'm wearing the fitted. I'm wearing the fitted because it gives me a nice boost.
Alana,
it gives me like 3-4 inches.
Alana Glazer,
very high hat.
You can't be wearing Yankees
Alana,
hats, man.
I'm gonna get.
Poser.
No, yeah. It's not.
I was telling him.
It's a poser.
I was telling him. Style. There's no way that he hasn't been counting down. In his head, he's at some arbitrary amount of time that he can live in New York before getting Yankees. Yeah.
Nick's like,
and I know because I've had this thought myself. They are the best hat.
They look
fuck
so
the Yankees.
Good.
Yeah, fuck the Yankees. But the Yankees fitted.
I don't care about the Yankees.
No, the Yankees fitted. It is literally the original like fucking.
It's a cool hat. I can.
It's a cool hat.
That was
so
the
you
start
know what?
Of the fitted.
So
face.
Were Nazis uniforms. The SS uniforms look cool.
And you don't know what I sleep in.
And Adam has a Hugo Boss suit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But fucking what's his name?
Fred Jay-Z. Durst.
No, it's the.
No,
you know,
it's not that. It's not the that.
Yeah, what's his Spike
no,
Lee?
Oh no,
Spike
no.
Lee. He gets mad at that. He got mad at Quentin Tarantino for putting beeps in his movies.
Did he?
Well, for the real word, but yeah.
He put beeps in his movie?
No, for putting the N-word.
It would be so
movies.
Funny if Quentin Tarantino was beeping the N-word in his movies.
That's how it came out. There was no version where you could hear
yeah,
it.
Right.
It didn't exist.
Just in Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
In Django. Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino should have a movie called The Hateful Six, and it's about all the letters in the N-word.
Oh.
And it's five guys trapped in a house, and it's like Mr. N, Mr. I,
yes,
Mr. G.
There's two of them.
Yeah, and they're
it's
all
confusing.
Yeah, well, Samuel Jackson is like, he's recruited, and this is ripping off a SNL joke, but or maybe, I can't remember if it was SNL or
Mad
what.
Mad TV?
Maybe it was Mad TV. The joke on the sketch was there was a children's show where there's like,
oh, that's funny.
The letters, and the letters are F-U-C-K, but like, it's like, we're meeting some of the alphabet today, and it's like K, C, F, and U, and then the, like, they start like dancing around and like rearranging themselves, and the guy's like, no. Yeah, I can't remember. I mean, such a retarded idea. It seems like it would be Mad TV because it's funny. But, you know, anyways, it's that, but with the N-word, and Samuel Jackson briefing a bunch of like bank robbers, and it's called The Hateful Six.
I like it.
Yeah.
Let's get that going.
It would be confusing because of the two G's, but otherwise it would work.
Mr. G. How about a guy named Mr. GG, and it's called The Hateful Five?
Okay. Yeah, that would be better.
Yeah, Mr. GG. Why am I not Mr. G? And it's like, because that would be the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, but the premise is that you don't want us lining up to spell that. That it's, this was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, the premise of the film we're in is
shut up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Motherfucker, did I ask you? Yes, you did.
Yeah.
You literally just asked.
Mr. Double G. Mr. G twice.
Or the twin, the G twins.
The G twins. That's that's your way around it.
Mm-hmm.
They're twins and they get assigned
Mr.
G.
N, Mr. Yes. I. The G twins.
The G twins. Yep.
Quentin Tarantino's like, okay, I like it. I like that premise.
Two Chinese twins.
Yeah, but anyways, all, what I was saying with the Ilana Glazer thing is you go on social media and then it's a bunch of, you know, because she's old now, so you can't be woke forever.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like fucking, there's like teenagers that are like, wow, if you're really going to be bioessentialist, the least you can do is like, fuck. And it's like,
what?
Yeah. Bioessentialist? What does that mean?
I don't know, man. I have no idea.
Let's guess.
Yeah.
Something about biological it's like, it's so sex funny. It's assigned at birth.
You get, you've been like people, yeah, like people will like label you people like the whole time. Like Bill Burr got in trouble like 6 years ago for going on TV. He's like, you want to do whatever you want to do. You want to get your dick cut off? Fine. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Do it. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
But I'm supposed to not be like, what the fuck is that? You know, I can't even ask a fucking question.
Yeah.
And then he got in trouble for that. And
yeah. Like, didn't he say he was like, I miss Bruce? Or something.
That's a great bit.
Yeah, it's a good bit. I miss that guy.
He worked his whole life. Or wait, no, is that? Or am I thinking of Sam Morril's bit?
I saw Dice do Dice at the Stand did a big chunk on Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was.
Did he have a very nuanced take?
No. The nice thing about seeing him was like it was as if the last 30 years never happened.
Yeah.
So he's just like, and then he closes on the nursery rhymes.
Yeah.
And then the crowd goes wild.
Goes
you know?
Berserk.
But yeah, his this was his bit. His joke was that he got so sick and tired of hearing all the balls slapping against asses in his house, as if this man.
Wait,
lives-
who's this, Mr. Bean?
No.
Yeah. Rowan Atkinson. Yeah,
sorry, I was responding to a text message.
Yeah.
Were you talking about Mr. Bean?
No, yeah, we were.
Yeah.
Dice, Mr. Bean. Dice did a bit.
Oh,
where
my penis. Mr. Bean eating pussy and making that noise.
Oh,
getting fucked in the ass.
Yeah,
doing that.
Mr. Bean. Getting, Mr. Bean sucking Tim Curry's penis.
Oh, wow.
No, the bit. Wait,
this is an ASMR video on YouTube. 20 minutes of Mr. Bean sucking Tim Curry's penis.
No. So the premise.
Yes, please.
So the logic was that Bruce Jenner, who lives in a home with all of his daughters,
yeah,
all eight of them, is so sick and tired of hearing them getting fucked by black men.
Sure.
That he,
yeah.
That he develops some sort of hatred of his own penis.
Fuck, dude.
And then he's like,
I'm mad because I had to run the show while he was down.
Yeah, you
watch.
Were upstairs. I went downstairs to watch with Brandon. And then he was like, Yeah, he was like, well, you're hooking up with someone. You reached down the front of their pants. There's a fucking tree trunk. And then he said, what happens if you fuck Caitlyn? 10 minutes later, you're in the backyard doing Olympic stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Where her powers of athleticism
are
transmitted to you through your penis.
Through your penis. And her.
So now you become an Olympic athlete.
Has Caitlyn's cock been chopped off?
I think she might have gotten the surgery.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they sold it on.
Oh, really?
For charity.
What's that website for sports memorabilia?
I don't know.
Isn't there a sports memorabilia website?
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, they sold that on there. I think so. Get it?
Yeah.
Do you get it?
I get it, dude.
It's sportsman. This was the penis that won the Olympics like for Caitlyn Jenner.
The male gaze.
Back when they were capable of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't now.
I would love to have Caitlyn's penis.
Yeah.
In a little fucking, like in one of the, like.
With a gold medal around it?
No, I would just want a little tank with blue, the shit they have, like, combs in. And,
oh, yeah. What's it called?
Not formaldehyde.
What are you guys doing this weekend? You want to go? You want to go upstate and shoot rifles in the woods?
I have spots all day Saturday.
All day Saturday.
You're doing brunch shows? Oh no!
But we could.
I would like to shoot a gun. I have never shot a gun in my life.
Yeah. If there's somebody within an hour of the city that has guns in a backyard, and we can have a little Kyle action. Happen.
Yeah, we all kill. That's how we die. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be an easy way to kill us.
That'd be fucking sweet, dude.
The PTSD.
Yeah, just show up to somebody's house. We came here to shoot guns. There was an accident.
He shoots us all in the back of the head.
Yeah, we all accidentally got shot in the back of the head. Done deal. Case closed.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Yeah. He's like,
I don't want to die at the hands of a fan.
There was somebody in Westchester that had guns. Looks like their name was... Jillery Benton. She told us her name was Jillery Benton.
Jillery Benton.
Yeah. And
what happened? They re-lost Epstein's suicide video? Or some shit?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That's not surprising. It just never came out. They were like, oh, we thought we had it, but then we realized the video is like, you know, remember when they fucking sent those pictures of Ghislaine at like
Ghislaine, fucking
Ghislaine,
yeah,
Ghislaine to what?
Which I would get top from.
Go ahead and say it funny again, Adam.
Ghislaine.
Okay, so I didn't want to step on your.
How do you say Ghislaine? Is how you say it?
Ghislaine.
I've never heard someone say that.
It's Ghislaine.
Oh, okay, Ghislaine.
It's Ghislaine.
Ghislaine. Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's not whatever. In and out.
Whatever, dude. I have a crush on her, so
I would love to get.
She's kind of fired.
Honestly, I don't care what she did. Every time she looks cute as hell. Every time I see her, I think she's like she was taken. Something happened. It wasn't her fault.
She was the victim.
And she's my girlfriend,
one.
Dude.
Yeah.
Whoa,
and
really?
And we're dating.
That's awesome.
And me and Ghislaine are dating. And here's the best part: is she can't come out publicly and say that we're not.
That's true. She'll reveal where she is.
So how about this, Ghislaine? Your move. We're dating and we've had sex. Go ahead and report that. What's the shitty one? Daily Mail?
Daily.
Yeah.
Yeah. .co.uk.
I mean, is there really, like, does Britain have any newspapers that aren't like, her fanny was showing? Like, all of them are like, it's never about the royal family. They
I think
love
the Guardian
family.
Is
no,
supposed
dude, what
to be
just
the
happened
one.
With the royal family? Harry.
Harry wants
Harry
to quit.
And Harry and fucking Hermione.
He's not about that life anymore.
Yeah. And his wife, what's his wife's name? The hot one that was
Meghan,
on Meghan
Markle.
Dude, I'm trying
Markle.
To talk about someone I'm trying to get top from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Meghan Markle.
Yeah, she's
they
fire,
said they're
dude.
Quitting the royal family. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even taking an allowance.
They want to go to Canada.
Why?
I don't know. That's what they said.
Well, Canada, that's still technically
it's Commonwealth.
A Commonwealth.
Yeah.
They still have a queen. Canada has a queen. How funny is that?
No, pathetic. It's the queen, right?
Well, yeah, but she's the queen of Canada.
That's fucking hilarious.
She's the queen of England and Canada.
Dude, why haven't
she's
we just
queen,
fucking killed
the
them?
Of, she's the queen of India.
Why haven't we killed them and taken all their money?
India, they did this
through
thing.
The
royal family.
India thinks they have independence, but the British people were winking when they left.
Oh,
and Indian
shit.
People don't know what that means.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah.
They don't have that in
that's
their culture.
That's not in the somebody, Hare Krishna.
Somebody tagged
that's
me.
That's not in the Hare Krishna.
Somebody tagged me in a reply. I'm fucking.
What's the shit? What's the book?
The
Bhagavad Gita.
The Bhagavad Gita.
That's not in the Kama Sutra.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. You think Harry's mad because his grandma killed his mom? Because you know the queen had her shooters in that tunnel in London or whatever.
Oh,
she was
yeah,
getting
that's
piped
right.
by that Pakistani guy.
I think he was Egyptian.
She was giving him Roadhead.
Dodi Al Fayed. That guy was like a billionaire.
Dodi's a good ass name.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, I remember my mom cried, and I was like mean to her.
Everyone loved Princess Diana.
I was like, Mom, we're not even from England.
I know.
Like, who cares? She was so beautiful. Like, she wasn't even that hot.
She was kind of busted, but
yeah, she was mid.
She looked like she could probably ride some cock.
I don't know.
Do that move with just where she's bouncing on her knees.
I thought she was mid.
You know what I'm saying? I can see Princess Diana like doing the thing where
just her
she's
riding. Gas.
She's riding cock on and using her, no, just
start with model airplanes. Do
Princess,
it.
Princess Vijana.
Yeah, Princess Vijana.
Yeah. Yeah, Princess Vi, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She got smashed the tunnel.
She did.
She got tunnel smashed.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Princess Vi.
Yeah, we're coming at you live from 1997. couple of jokes.
What's up with that?
Oh my God, I love listening to jokes.
You think they're
I
mad?
Love listening to my podcast I like and listening jokes. To jokes and podcasts.
You think they're mad that guy was molesting children? You think they cared about that?
Who? Which one?
Andrew?
Big Andy.
Oh.
Getting his cock
I don't
rubbed
know,
by
that,
children.
That interview from last month was
cousin,
so sick.
Cousin Andrew's been caught diddling again. This thing, if you're British, you're already kind of a pedophile. You know what
true.
I mean?
Yeah, true.
You've already got
true.
The whole, like...
the affect of that.
I mean, the most powerful the most powerful people in their country went to elite boarding schools where they all got molested.
Yeah, so did you.
No,
you,
I didn't.
You got molested.
I went to public high school.
Did you get molested?
You went to molestation school.
No, I didn't.
It's the hog...
You never did?
You know I went to a magnet school.
We all know Nick has gotten molested.
Sab and I are both...
But I tried. I only did it to know how much I didn't like it. To prove that I did
to
not.
To prove that you weren't into it.
To prove that I didn't.
I never got molested, and I think I've told the story, but I tried to show another kid my penis.
Yeah, you molested.
I tried to.
Me, I had
a remember
girlfriend.
When we did Bobby's podcast, and that guy, what's his name? It's like John Moore or something.
I don't remember. I know
that,
you mean.
There was that other comic there.
He's a redhead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you said that you showed your penis to a child. And he was like, you fucking showed your penis. He was about to kill you.
I know. He thought I was
a
pedophile.
Yeah.
But I didn't show it to him. I asked if I could.
Dude, the look in that guy's eye, he was about to
John Moses.
Yeah, he was about to beat you to death.
Yeah, because he just told the story about his newborn baby daughter. And I was I remember I showed a kid my penis. And he was like, what?
This fat pedophile.
You're laughing.
Yeah, we're all cracking up. I'm like, yeah, I showed a kid my cock.
You showed a child your fucking penis.
There was a girl in.
And it was like a week later. Ari Shaffir told that story, but he meant that.
He actually showed.
Well,
a kid
he
his
pissed,
penis?
And there was a child there. And the mom was like, the mom, I think, in the story was like, I want my daughter to see what an adult penis looks like.
What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So that's
I
on,
had a
that's
weird.
On the mom,
did she suck him off in front of her daughter?
I think so.
That'd
think
be cool.
I think it's one of those.
I mean, it wouldn't be cool, I guess, because she's a kid.
European families.
Yeah. I had a weird cousin who was like a nerd. He was like younger
any,
than
any,
me.
Any kind of paraphilia you can just write off as like, well, I'm European.
Sure. Pedophilia, you mean?
Paraphilia.
What's paraphilia?
I think anything other than normal shit.
Really?
I think so. I think that's what that means.
Oh, like
French filia.
Para meaning partially?
Like paratrooper.
Yeah, half. Half filia.
That's you because you only have half a penis.
Anyway, but I had this cousin that was like a nerd. He was younger than me. And he used to call me Anakin because I don't know why, because he really likes Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I gotta go pee. And he's like, please, can I come with you? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
And he's like, please let me watch. And I was like, this kid's going to grow up to be a fucking weirdo.
Did you let him see your cock?
No, I didn't let him see my cock.
Well, you're a bad cousin, dude.
That's so funny that I'm saying that I got molested by my much younger cousin.
Is a condition characterized by abnormal sexual desires, typically involving extreme or dangerous activities.
Okay, so that could be any kink, no?
No, extreme or dangerous.
Excuse me?
Oh,
like Chinese person?
No, shut up.
No, it's a sexual proclivity.
What? That's what kink means?
Yeah.
Yeah, any hardcore
kinks.
I
learned paraphilia. I always thought kink was a racial slur.
No.
No, it's not. No.
Oh, well,
and
that's...
the fact that you think it is sort of double racist.
No, it's weird because I guess I read all this sex worker discourse on Twitter, and it was always like really confusing.
I love the discourse.
I get
it,
you're a prostitute, but I don't understand why you have to be so racist towards
Jewish Asian
people.
Mm. Yeah.
To all these damn kinks.
Okay, well, now that you know it's not one, well, I guess why did you say it like that?
Uh-huh.
Damn, dude. No, yeah. Paraphilia sounds like
it's
you
kink
like
shaming.
It sounds like you it sounds like you like getting your dick sucked on like a hang glider or something.
Yeah, I could do that.
Extreme, dude. I love that. Ba-da!
I don't know.
Money Penny, I was wondering if you wanted to get fucked in your ass later.
Oh, James. Always the jokester, James.
I'd like to bend you over and rip your pussy apart with my cock.
Em, I've got a quick question for you. Would you like to suck my fucking dick?
Oh, Jay, there he is. James. The old jokester himself.
James the jokester.
Why don't you take a look at this? He's just jacking off.
Yeah. Q, why don't you pull my finger real quick? Okay. But you didn't fart, 007. That's right. I came in my pants.
I spent 15 minutes in the bathroom getting myself all the way to the edge while looking at the picture of your wife. And you just made me bust her in my mind. Take that, you inventing faggot. Your inventions, faggot.
Well, I don't really appreciate that much at all, James.
James, it's Britain. We're all faggots. That's why we hired you. You're the only one that's straight. England needed a straight
England
man.
Needed one straight man
to protect
to be...
us from Russia. The whole premise of 007 is what if a British guy was straight?
It's getting panned. The first movie got panned. It was deemed too unrealistic for a single British man to be heterosexual.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just don't see it. I've never met a man like that who behaves that way. Mm. We all have sex with our wives while holding our noses.
While fully clothed.
And thinking about Jeffrey.
Yeah. Dr. No is the doctor who invented women being able to deny consent for sex.
Yep.
We've got terrible news, 007. Women are now allowed to choose.
No!
There's a doctor that's told women the word no.
I'll kill him.
But we can still get them drunk. That's correct, 007. It's still 1963.
Yeah. We haven't gotten to that part of consent yet.
Yes, that part is still fine. They haven't learned how to write books yet. Unless it's something about how to keep a good house and voting for your husband's favorite candidate. The kind of feminism that helped us beat the Nazis.
Ah, fuck, dude. So Hitler was using amphetamines, right?
Yeah, he was geeked off.
Was anybody
that
else
Adderall.
Using was using Adderall?
JFK.
Was JFK off Addies?
Yeah, he was. There's this guy, Dr. Feelgood, who was just giving everyone pills.
Damn, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Did he have other clientele?
I think a lot of famous and powerful people.
Damn. I want some fucking pills. I think that's my new move. I'm gonna be back on pills.
It's a wonder he could fuck so much, geeked off all that Adderall.
Maybe that was the secret to success.
Maybe it took forever to bust or something.
Well, maybe he just got sucked on soft. Ugh. Powerful men are probably getting sucked soft, dude.
Soft sucks.
Because they're also eating a bunch of steak. You know what I mean? It's not the right diet for having a hard-ass
Scotch,
dick.
Coffee, steak.
Yeah.
And pills.
I struggled to get hard after having a steak dinner recently.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a steak in a while. I would love to go get one.
Yeah. I love steak. I eat it quite often. Want a fatty fucking ribeye, dude. Oh, fuck, dude. I just want to eat some marble-ass fucking meat.
I don't take a shit, but I can't.
Why, dude? You want me to get you started?
My body hurts.
You want me to put a Q-tip in your ass and get it kind of going?
Yeah, like you would masturbate a cat and he...
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. My dad used to tell a disgusting joke about something similar to that.
Why don't you tell us?
He said, "What, do you hear the one about the constipated mathematician?"
What? No, I didn't.
He worked it out with a pencil.
That's pretty good.
This man shoved a pencil in his ass to loosen the stool.
Mm.
Damn. Did your dad know
like
him?
Father, like son.
Was your dad friends with that gay mathematician?
Potentially. I don't know. My dad wasn't very good at math, so he must have known quite a few mathematicians.
He's like, have you heard the one about the gay rollerblader?
No, shut up.
He's got a son named Adam. It's you. Bitch.
Who told that joke? Some other
your
guy?
Dad.
Your dad told that joke.
He said, but it's you. Oh, I'm the son.
You're the son.
We're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to make another coffee. Yeah, no, that sounds real smart, Adam.
What? No, doctors
to
use
catch you guys up. Nick,
doctors
to start,
use opioids too, but to manage
on.
Pain when people are dying.
Let me catch the listeners up. Oh, Nick wants to start doing heroin, and then Adam thinks he should do ketamine because doctors do it.
Because it's medicine. People yeah. give it to you for depression.
Shut up, dude.
Yeah, shut up.
My
you
friend
know who does
my
heroin?
Friend sent his girl
Keith Richards.
My friend's girlfriend.
If
is
If any
doing
of the
it?
Fans want to enable my death. Yeah. I want to reach out to
just
me and
some.
Offer me fucking drugs.
Yeah. In Pal. Fact, give us all some drugs. Give us Adderall. Yeah. Give us any kind of pill, acid. Mail that to Nick's home, which yeah. he's giving the address out.
Adam's address.
Mail it to Adam's house, and we'll all collect from there.
Mm-hmm. Adam's address, which is 270 Park Avenue, New York, New York.
Yeah,
I think that's the address of
Jeffrey Epstein,
of J.P. Morgan. It's the bank, the world's biggest bank.
Jeffrey Epstein was like 71st Street.
Yeah,
oh, he's on 71st.
Adam
what?
Knows
First?
Jeffrey Epstein's address because
I went to his house.
The Rolodex of
yeah,
friends
for your bar because he saw the
friends
the,
of the coin,
the envelope from the card he got at his bar mitzvah. He saved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was and what Fifth Avenue, the one that runs on
Fifth
the,
Avenue,
the one that runs on the east side of the park.
I saw the funniest
There's
shit.
There's Central Park West
that's
and then
nice.
Whatever the
that's a nice little spot.
I saw the
he's like right off the park.
That's
it's
a
incredible.
Nice spot, yeah,
yo,
I was walking.
His shit
around,
is sick.
I was walking around the city yesterday and I saw like a fucking like some like 1940s like taxi painted mm-hmm. white with like a little like Great Britain sticker on the back.
Okay,
and there was a woman riding in the back. She was being driven around. And I just imagine some like dumb bitch, like rich girl, like having her parents pay for her Hannah Golightly experience.
Oh, for sure.
In New York.
100%.
Where it's not only does she have a free apartment in New York, but they have to pretend like it's 1950.
Yeah.
So she can be Hannah Golightly from her favorite movie.
What's Hannah Golightly?
The protagonist from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh. The only good part of that movie is,
said, what
is what's his face.
You know, that's the only Sucking Truman Capote book I've ever read.
He wrote Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Yeah, and it sucks.
What's it about?
He wrote that?
I guess In Cold Some Blood is supposed to be breakfast. His like good book, but I thought Truman Capote was supposed to be like this fucking
killer writer.
Yeah, and Breakfast at Tiffany's is fucking it's like children's
uh-huh. really?
Literature.
What's
yeah.
her name was his fag hag, Harper Lee.
Yeah.
Who wrote
to suck a penis fuck
dude?
Bird?
That's you know what I might yeah, I might
to
rewatch
suck a penis fuck bird.
I
which
might
book is really good.
Watch fucking Capote the PSH.
Oh yeah,
PSH.
It's really funny the mm-hmm. voice that
I
he
am
uses.
Gay.
Yeah,
he's like I'm gay.
He should have done it.
I like writing and
himself.
I'm gay.
I'm gay and I like writing. I'm just fucking gay. I'm just a fucking gay guy. I'm fucking gay and I write. Come on, man.
Let me see your
right,
cock.
Going back to the...
Let me see your fucking cock for a
just
sec.
Suck my dick.
Going back to what I was saying about ketamine, my friend's girlfriend was considering it for
oh,
her,
yeah, I
for
know
her,
no,
for
no
her
one
depression.
Cares.
I know her.
No
and
one
and they charge like $750
he's telling
a session.
He's telling a story
you could
again.
Just find a drug dealer and do it on your
he's
own
he's telling
home.
A story again and people don't care.
Yeah.
We're not listening to you. We're going to be... We're doing opiates.
I would like to do.
Don't
I do,
do
love
opiates,
pills, dude.
Huh?
They're pretty good.
Let's get
pain pills,
dude. Let's fucking.
It's so.
Like, remember the old days, man. Remember?
I got mushrooms. You want to do mushrooms?
Remember how? No.
Yeah, you're
no
right.
Chance.
That's a problem.
You know, remember the old days when we used to.
We were co-enablers, brother.
Dude,
that was beautiful.
You do around. Your drugs. You do.
I
your
would
food?
Eat like a motherfucker. He would get drunk as shit.
He'd drive us to the bar. I would have 11 beers.
Drunk.
I would
have
drunk.
You know,
Nick was a
couple dozen wings and a pizza.
I know. I've said this before, but you were such a nice guy.
Dude, honestly, I'm smiling so hard right now thinking about that.
I put you on mute. I don't want to hear about how I was
the night we went to McDonald's, which
yeah,
mm-hmm, muted.
But you're not telling any stories.
Dude, no joke. It feels awesome to give into your addictions.
Dude, it's the best.
Mm-hmm. Let's just do it, man.
I know.
I've been going to the gym for like 2 weeks and shit. It's
like, it's funny. It's because like the only reason not to is to like, you know, I mean, it's like you just want to know that it like is the addiction destroying my life, and then you quit, and then you find success, and then you're like, yes, it was. Wasn't it still worth
it? It's not worth it. The trade-off is not worth
it. It's not worth it. I wish I had spent the last 5 years drunk.
Yep.
Just
drunk,
just fucking
and poor,
doing nothing, just fucking around at open mics. Mm-hmm. One of my eyes stops working. Yep. And I just don't care.
Getting chronic headaches.
Yeah. But people still like
shitting
you.
Shitting blood. People love you.
People still like you because you're
they
not...
They think you're great. Are you kidding me?
We know a couple of people that were just losers and then things started taking off of them recently. And it's like, yeah, you just sort of don't like them anymore.
No.
Because there's nothing romantic about it.
Oh, yeah.
Them.
Yeah, Adam.
Me.
Yeah.
Things are not taking off.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
The only addiction I have
really,
is...
You really don't deserve
is
it.
Is drama.
There's no...
Oh, literally.
There's
no
tragic story. You're just a guy that hung out and had a good time with his friends, and then you found the right friends.
That's true.
And then they brought...
I don't know if it was that calculating,
is
but
that,
it was pretty
no, I don't think it's calculating.
I looked
at
your
all.
Spreadsheet of friends who have the probability of success.
And I have you guys solidly in there.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, absolutely.
You know? And I, you know... No.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. I wish I was just a rich guy's son that I could just get fat and die in like 2 years.
Yeah, and your dad loves you.
Buy prostitutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just play Wii with Eldest.
And your dad cries every time he sees you, but he's not strong enough to actually confront you about your issues.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
Yeah, dad, stop being a fucking pussy. I'll see you later.
Yeah, oh, that would be awesome.
Can I have the car? I know I'm drunk.
Can I please borrow the
Can
Porsche?
I have the Land Rover?
Yeah, the Rover. Absolutely. I would be in a Rover for
Dude,
sure.
Fucking Land Rover rich kid? Oh, my God.
With a girlfriend that hates me and cheats on me, but I buy her fucking jewelry every time I see her. She's so hot, and she's just fucking rappers.
She stands for nothing.
Dude, that sounds like it's awesome.
I want to be... That's my life. Mm. I want that. I want that for my son.
Everybody has
I have to
life.
Succeed to be that pussy father. That's my destiny.
To be that that pushover. Loser,
that's my destiny.
Just wearing fucking slacks, Dockers.
No.
In a golf polo.
Like, I couldn't do that. I would never.
No, I can't.
I would
do
have
that
to abuse. I would abuse my son before I
wearing
learned
a wicking material golf polo. That's what they are always
just
wearing.
Red as hell.
Just red.
Wind swept, fucked up hair.
Your
and
wife
face.
Doesn't respect you because you can't even stand up to your son.
Yeah, because it was family money for him too. He never earned
it's
it.
It's generational wealth.
Yeah, that's what I want.
She's
dude.
A professional philanthropist, yep. Which is like she's just like throwing parties to give your shit away.
I literally worked for a woman like that when I was in college, and she was like a high powered woman who ran all these fucking programs for like poor kids, and she just had like a 29-year-old son who fucking played Grand Theft Auto all day and was on pills in Montgomery County and just in a mansion.
Yeah.
Just exactly.
Oh, that's a total, that's the type of guy.
Yeah.
For sure.
God. Why were we born rich to live that
I knew life? A guy like that and he was like nationally ranked in Madden. And he was like, lived in a McMansion in his, you know, late 20s.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Used to just quote Tupac lyrics just casually in conversation. Yep. But like, just
damn.
Awful.
Yeah. I zoned out like 3 minutes ago and just started fucking dwelling.
That's all right.
No,
man.
That's all right, dude.
What are you talking about, Mr. Bean?
We're talking about,
we're talking about Mr. Bean
we're talking
sucking
about
off.
Stay at home rich. Stay at home rich kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there wasn't that many episodes of Mr. Bean.
Yeah, I know. I've tried to get into it again, and it's like it's disappointing.
There's only like 12.
It ends pretty quickly.
Fuck, dude. What's Rowan up to?
Have you seen his HBO special? It's really good. The one where he plays the drums and he does.
Are you
the,
talking about Fred Armisen?
No, Rowan Atkinson is like from the 80s.
Really?
He does that bit where he says, well,
how about instead
he plays
Fred
the
Armisen,
devil.
It's Freed Tardison.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's like,
Jewish and retarded.
I can't wait to go to Portlandia.
Oh, okay. So it's still a Fred Armisen riff.
He's Fred Armisen.
But he's retarded.
He's it's Fred Armisen, but retarded.
I thought Freed Tardison. Like
no, no, no. Mm-hmm. Fred Tarded. Retarded.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I want to go to Voodoo Donuts.
I want to be.
Oh, Portland reference. Oh, nice,
there's
dude.
There's so many bridges. Let's count them.
Yeah.
One, three.
Yes, that's definitely a strong character. Frittardison.
Frittardison.
Mm-hmm. What's that show, Mr. Bean?
From the show SLN.
Mr. Bean. What?
That show,
Saturday
Mr. Bean.
Saturday Night Live. Yeah. I can't wait to be on a comedy show.
You remember when that fella that yeah. mm-hmm. that fella I went to college with wrote a S and L?
Yeah, we're not talking about that right now. We're trying to riff this out, dude. We're trying to save my life.
Yeah. we're trying to get to the bottom of Fred Tartarson.
Right. Let's continue with this.
But wait, what was the other show Mr. Bean was in that everyone says is good?
Black Adder.
Yeah,
I never thought that was funny.
Yeah, and it's a guy, like, they play a guy that's like, check this shit out, man. One, now you put two on that motherfucker. Now you got three.
You got three on that bitch.
But how about this? Four, bam, you hit seven.
Black My Adam. Word, this is wonderful programming. It's on BBC.
Yeah, right. Bam, there you go, right there, dude.
Although I guess they have their own black guys.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, Caribbean guys.
Mm-hmm. You got to watch Top Boy, dude, so you can learn all their slang.
Did you do that?
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah. I call people a waste man.
Is that where Drake is getting all his shit from?
Yeah, he watched. Well, he literally produced Top Boy. He brought it back for another season so he could get more slang.
Respect.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Oh, you know the kind of black guy I was thinking of, the black British guy, is the guy from Peep Show, Richard Robinson or Richardson, the guy that the protagonist is almost gay with.
His boss.
His boss. Yeah, he wants to suck off.
Well, there's like an episode where he's like in love with him.
He's like, am I gay?
That's my favorite. That's probably my favorite sitcom of all time.
Yeah.
Peep Show. Yeah.
It's good.
It's up there.
It's definitely up there.
It's so
Dude,
good.
No joke, 30 Rock is so fucking good. It's got so many jokes per fucking second.
The writers are so talented to be able to write that many jokes.
It's wild. They had a joke.
It's like 400 jokes an episode.
There was I was just watching it recently, and there's 100 of them. And also, like, so much shit that would get you canceled, but it's awesome. Mm-hmm. But Tracy Morgan is like, get me a black coffee, also known as a sun-kissed. It's like...
Dude, so women just good. Fucking destroy every fucking meme. Listen to this. Some of this woman writes, sex workers can have a little solidarity from the left as a treat.
Can we stop this shit?
First of all, that was the as a treat thing was never funny.
Never.
It was never good. The original was dumb.
Yep.
It's fucking stupid. And then girls love it for some reason because it's just about like doing things that you like and making it sound cute.
Right.
Which is not
right.
what a joke is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is the gay thing about memes, is that like it's just plug it. You're just stealing a joke, essentially.
Well, a format.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that's half of what a
it's
joke
like,
is.
It's probably all of what a joke
it's
is.
It's most of it.
It's like math.
75%.
Yeah.
Damn. Fuck, dude. Now I'm hungry again, even though I had a beautiful breakfast.
It's crazy that Michael Hudson thing where he said hi to that couple that had a joint Facebook account.
That was great.
Like, that meme has endured.
It's funny as shit.
For like 5 years now.
What was it?
It's like Terry and James. I don't remember what
Terry or James don't read this.
James don't read this, and then dot 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 Terry hello.
Yeah, classic. What's that man up to, dude? Did he just lock his shit up because he got tired of being banned?
He's still killing it, dude.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's so funny.
It's funny. There's guys that were like funny on there in 2012 that like were as funny as anyone who got successful.
Right, they got fucking sitcom job, writing jobs.
Yeah. Well, even that. I mean, even like what level like, you know, I'm at where like the show took off or something that are just like, you know, like Diarrhea Brandon.
Yeah.
Who last I heard from, he was like having to steal license plates. So that he could start a new life in Indiana, living in his like friend's living room.
A real wide gamut on weird Twitter, it turns out. A weird Twitter, where are they now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$100,000 Patreon.
Yeah.
Or you're fucking stripping your fucking
you're in jail.
Stepdad's house for copper wiring.
You're in jail for drinking chemicals. Yeah. That didn't belong to you. For drinking someone else's chemicals.
Stolen chemicals. Stolen Fabuloso. Yeah. You're going to fucking jail on shoplifting and drinking chemicals charges. You stole it from a fucking maid, a Bolivian woman.
Unconventional getting fucked up. And it's stealing, too.
Dude, if you put a cinnamon Tic Tac in a bottle of Fabuloso, it tastes just like Fireball, brother. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was just in the fucking dust-off aisle with Staples. loading up.
Hey, stop! Stop huffing in the aisles. Don't serve this man. Kick him out of Staples.
Did you ever used to go to like CVS and use stuff in the aisle and then leave when you were poor?
Like what?
I used to use
stuff in
the aisle. I used to use
deodorant probably.
Yeah, I used to not deodorant. I used to use face moisturizer.
What?
Just like squeeze a little
bitch ass.
I was very poor at the time. I had no money.
But I don't use face. I mean, I guess I have to now.
My face gets super dry. I look insane.
I have beautiful skin.
I didn't have to use moisturizer until this year. And now the extent that I have to use it like once a year. One day where I need to use it.
No, I need it.
Hey, Adam, can you ask me that question again?
No.
About the CVS thing?
I'm embarrassed.
Hey, stop. When you were poor, like Adam and his salad days before he really buckled down and learned how to be on a podcast.
Yeah.
Before he really started focusing on the work and being friends with people.
Oh, yeah. Did I ever steal it? Well, I didn't, but you know what Adam probably did?
Yeah.
Vagisil.
Oh, okay. That's good. Mm-hmm.
For your pussy!
Because he's got a vagina and he's trying to be sillier because he's not funny.
Mm-hmm. See, Vagisil.
A silly vagina.
Put googly eyes. Would you fuck a pussy with googly eyes on it?
Mm-hmm.
And every time, like, fuck it, be like, whoa.
A day laborer eating Vagisil because he thinks it's icing. He's going to CVS.
It tastes bad.
Is the icing does not taste good?
There's something wrong with it.
Trying every lotion. Just sitting in the parking lot of Home Depot eating lotion. None of the milk is good. Because you know that story about them drinking Fabuloso because they thought it was Gatorade.
No, I don't know that.
Yeah, it was a problem in Texas.
Yeah, because it's like purple.
It looks delicious.
Yeah, it looks like a sports drink.
It looks so good.
There's a mop on it, and I'm pretty sure Fabuloso is their language.
Yeah.
It sounds like
it. I mean, it's not any language, but if it's going to be a language.
I mean, the word is fabulous. It doesn't imply Fabuloso. It's a cleaning.
But, bro, it smells like fucking cleaning supplies. It smells like shit. But it looks delicious. If there was one thing that you could
really
that's
good.
Not edible that you would make edible, what would it be?
Something that's not edible.
That you've always wanted to eat.
Get edible.
What have you always wanted to eat?
I mean, I'll tell you something that I used to eat that wasn't food.
Yeah.
You know that
a man's ass.
That glue that they put mailers in magazines.
Yep.
That tacky glue.
That's a great answer.
I used to eat that all the time.
That's a really good answer.
Between your teeth, it feels
you know what
it's
say?
Very pleasant to bite through it.
Also, insulation. Pink insulation.
Oh, yeah, like
stuff.
Pink Panther. Mm-hmm. Looks like cotton candy.
Looks like a thicker cotton
really
candy.
Bad.
A more substantial cotton candy.
Fiberglass insulation.
That looks delicious. Mm-hmm. Also, whatever they put to seal off, not caulk, but it's something that, like, Nick, you would know what this is.
Huh?
Where it's like, what do they put to seal things off that kind of balloons up almost?
Oh, that foaming sealant.
Foaming just sealant. Foam, spray foam insulation?
Yeah, that I would love to eat.
You said just different types of insulation.
Yeah.
I'm a big insulation guy when it comes to what I would love to eat.
Why I gotta look so tasty?
Mm-hmm. Also, wet sand.
The kind that looks like cotton
wet
candy
sand
or
looks
the,
tasty.
Or the yellow kind.
Both.
Yeah.
I'd like to eat both.
Wet sand. Like
wet sand
mud,
looks tasty.
You mean?
Mud. Yeah, mud looks good.
Mud.
I want to see a 3 or 4 year old stop playing Candyland.
It's so funny how many answers you have to this. You're like,
wait,
you know what?
On.
I like all the
hold
fruits,
on,
but
on.
What if more stuff?
Hold on. We're going to quiet Adam for a second.
Yeah.
So my question is, I need to be brought up to speed.
Okay.
What was the prompt?
The prompt was, what is a thing that's not edible that you always wished was edible?
Oh, I don't have anything close to that. But I was
going
to say,
Stav has seven things.
Cartoon,
I can still keep going.
Cartoon pizza was always big. Cartoon pizza always looks so much better than
mm-hmm.
real pizza.
Yeah.
Specifically, the cartoon pizza from All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Oh, it was very gooey, I remember. Very drippy, the cheese.
And the song is about sharing.
Yep.
And that's the only nice song
I remember. Yeah, that you like from your childhood.
In the movie. Otherwise, the movie has a pretty dark tone.
It is a dark ass movie.
I remember being 4 or 5, and I was like, "Man, I really want to be a dog that's being put down in New Orleans."
Yeah.
I relate to this because I'm a gambling hound.
I love that movie, man. That was one of the classics in the Halkis household.
I might try to get some Percocets or something and rewatch.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just watch baby
all dogs on fucking pills, maybe on so. Pain pills.
Oh yeah, dude, I'm handling things very good.
That's not bad, bro.
It's not bad, you know. I mean, it's like fuck it.
Here's what you need.
Who cares?
You need to just do fucking drugs for like a month,
mm-hmm.
and do whatever you want. Baby movies, yeah. Gaming, Chinese food.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe I'll join you.
Yeah, dude. Please do. Please do.
Let my life go to shit.
No, come with. Come down. Follow me to hell.
Go to hell, dude. The dream is over. Yeah. Or has it just begun?
Or has it just begun?
Damn, dude. Should we watch 1917? That looks pretty good.
You said I want to watch Cats, dude.
All right, check the...
Ever since I found out they got rid of Jason Derulo's penis, now I feel safe to see it.
Oh, yeah, because you would get too horny if it was there?
No, I just felt
you'd be in. You would be in the You'd be in the theater just squirting
cum out of your
ass. I just
don't want to be assaulted. I don't want to be assaulted by Jason Derulo's penis in a cat
suit. Does he have a nice, hard, big cock?
I don't know. Apparently, they got rid of it, though.
Let's look that up. Let's look up Jason Derulo penis. On Google.
Have you ever seen that video that's just a supercut of him saying his own name? Every single interview, he's like, he sings.
Whoa,
his
is
own
this
name.
Real? Is this his cock?
He's got a big ass dick.
Holy shit.
You're probably just looking at fake things. Wait, no.
Dude, look at this man's fucking.
Why
cock
does he have
print.
A boner? No, that's fake, dude. Why would he take a picture of him with a sideways boner?
This is from on Cosmo, dude. He posted it on Instagram.
Oh, he did. So he does have a monster.
Nice.
Of course he does.
That guy's got a nice piece.
He's a strong, jacked black guy.
Say it. It's fucked up. That's racist of you to say.
It's a compliment.
Damn, is this real? Instagram took it down because his cock was too beautiful?
Well, why would he put his cock to the side and like...
Jason Derulo penis pic removed by Instagram due to aroused genitalia.
Why would you post yourself with a fucking sideways boner bulge?
To let these whores know what's up, dude. To let them know Big Derulo's got coming for you.
Damn, we got to post in solidarity.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait, no, this is the game. I'm not trying.
Oh, that picture of the game. The picture of the game with his penis bulge is very funny. Because of all the hashtags at the bottom.
Wow, dude, that guy's penis is literally like 8 times the size of my penis. That's fucked up, dude. Let me get a little cock meat, dude. This is I'm
as
fucking,
a treat.
As a treat, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Sof could have a little bit of a bigger dick.
Girls, that can, would, that, girls, then the meme is good. If I get a cock,
girls can shut up a little bit as a treat.
As a treat to the rest.
Girls
of
girls can do a little shut the fuck up as a treat.
Oh yeah.
I'm stoked for the new red pill era.
Yeah, we're all misogynists now.
We're MGTOW.
What's MGTOW?
Men go their own way.
Oh, yeah. We can suck our own dicks. Suck our own dicks.
Do you tweet that, Nick?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll throw hard on that. That's very funny.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Oh, you changed your avatar.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, really?
It's a cute pic.
It's like a classic.
Classic old Moldog.
Mm-hmm.
You can suck your own dick. Suck your own dick.
Yeah, I think I might just become full-blown misogynist on the DL.
Women could do a little shut the fuck up.
You got the ass? Fuck, dude. I want to eat a steak and watch a movie.
Yeah, dude. Let's fucking get steaks. You know what? Fuck it. Honestly, let's go get steaks. We'll find some pills, and then we'll come back here and watch All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Where do we find pills?
We're adult men. I'm doing well. I'm handling my life well. I'm fucking, every year I get better. Definitely I see improvement. Every year the pain gets easier. Just kidding. And it feels even better to be alive.
It gets worse.
Oh, was that what I was saying, Adam? Thank you very much. Another good thing about life is you are surrounded by people you resent.
even though you do love them on some level.
I appreciate that.
Well, it is true.
I love you,
but
too.
You are so fucking annoying to me. You annoy the shit out of me, and you are my best friend.
Oh, that's very sweet. Coming from you, bug.
That wasn't me. That was some.
That was the African guy.
That was some.
It's
coconut.
So funny yeah. that if the only way you could open up emotionally is by doing a character. Mm-hmm. Oh god.
Do you mean that, oh, the concept of art is funny to you, Adam?
It's not art.
It's literally art.
Yeah, it is.
That's literally what art is.
Yeah.
That's why some of us are masters of fiction.
Masters of fiction.
Me as African guy, William Faulkner.
Yeah, Bram Stoker.
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Nah, Bram Stoker, dude.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know this, but Dracula is the name of the author,
mm-hmm.
And the scientist.
That's right.
And the monster's
Dracula's
name.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new Dracula show out where he's horny and he fucks gay guys.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gay?
I can't tell. I
didn't
watched
they
that,
already do that I in that,
that
Tom
was, that was
Cruise
young,
movie?
That was young Pope. Gay Dracula is new.
Yeah.
Jude Law is gay Dracula.
I thought that Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise one of their
that
they're,
is
they're Draculas and they're sus.
But they don't ever admit it. But it's clearly, yeah, it's clearly that.
Uh-huh. So
they never
gonna,
admit it.
We're gonna wrap this fucker up. We got Funny Moms tomorrow.
What the fuckers? What the fuck, Nicks? What the fucking ears?
Stav's going to be all around the country.
Yeah, come
go
see
to
me
stavi.biz.
I also am doing a one-off or sometime show at Union Hall sometimes.
Oh, very nice venue in Park Slope.
In Park Slope.
And
I'm
going to
be there on Wednesday the 15th.
And upstairs they have bocce.
They do
that
have
you can
bocce.
Play.
But come to
bar.
Funny Moms. You got options to see us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week. We got Funny Moms. We got Fat Tuesdays. We got fucking, I'm doing a show called Pantheon at Union Hall. And then come see me in Chicago, Milwaukee, fucking Appleton, Providence. Oh, Tampa. Tampa is coming up in 2 weeks. So come see me on the 26th.
Strip club capitals
I'm
of
trying
America.
To get. I'm trying to get some pussy from a girl with the double pierced nipples and a like a... a handle and like a tattoo that goes all the way up her fucking side. So if you're in Tampa and that describes you, come say what's up to me. I'm going to be over there. So, and everybody else just buy tickets, I guess.
All right. Bye. All right.